Eddie Murphy is one of the reigning kings of comedy, but in his new movie, Coming to America, he plays a prince. Film critic Stephen Schiff has a review.
Every time a new Eddie Murphy movie appears, I find myself struck again by what a strange phenomenon his stardom is. Nowhere else in the history of the movies does one find a comic actor whose success is based on appearing all-powerful, invulnerable, impervious to the slings and arrows that taunt the rest of us. Coming to America is a lighter, milder, more pleasant comedy than, say, Beverly Hills Cop or The Golden Child, but its theme is still the fantasy of command. Murphy plays Akeem, prince of the mythical African kingdom of Zamunda, a youth so regal that he can't walk anywhere without a bevy of beauties preceding him to strew rose petals in his path. But Akeem has a dilemma. He doesn't want to go through with the marriage that his father, played by James Earl Jones, has arranged for him. He wants to find a girl with a mind. In fact, Akeem's situation is a little like Murphy's own. Murphy, too, is a monarch with a retinue of fawning courtiers, including his pal Arsenio Hall, who plays Akeem's courtier Semi. And Murphy, too, has beautiful women at his beck and call, but still pines for true love. For the actor, this problem may be insoluble, especially in light of the Neanderthal attitudes towards women that he exposed in his concert movie Raw. But for his character, Akeem, there's a solution, a wife-hunting trip to America. Where in America? Akeem and Semi resort to coin flips and maps to decide.
Here's New York, tails Los Angeles. We go to New York.
But where in New York can one find a woman with grace, elegance, taste, and culture? A woman suitable for a king.
Queens.
It's one of the film's central gags that Akeem wants to find his intended in the poorest, slummiest place in America. And dirty, dangerous Queens should be the perfect place to make Prince Eddie seem winningly vulnerable. But Murphy and his screenwriters haven't even considered that. Akeem is too big-hearted to mind the degradation of slum life, and he's too adept in the martial arts ever to be in physical danger. In fact, the only real difficulties this movie can cook up for its awesome hero are the kind that seemed stale when we first saw them in some of the lesser screwball comedies of the 30s. Can Akeem convince his beloved that he's poor in order to make sure she loves him for his wonderfulness, not just for his money? On this point, the film gets tricky. Coming to America, like Arthur and Trading Places before it, is what I call a supply-side movie, a movie that pretends to espouse liberal, egalitarian values while subtly promoting Reaganism. In other words, it's all right for Akeem to appear poor, but it's not all right for him to be poor. The happy ending requires bushels of money. Murphy's performance in Coming to America is unusually gentle and self-effacing, but like Trading Places, the movie was directed by John Landis, whose work almost always has a crass edge. A lot of the story takes place in a fast food eatery where Akeem takes a job, and while the script keeps protesting that there's no shame in poverty, Landis delights in mocking the lowly French fry chef, whose goal in a couple of years is to make assistant manager. And there are a lot of laughs at the expense of the eatery's owner, whose taste is decidedly nouveau riche. Coming to America doesn't whack you over the head the way some of Eddie Murphy's movies do. It's a lot easier to take, and for that reason, a lot more insidious.
Stephen Schiff is critic at large for Vanity Fair and is a contributing correspondent to West 57th.